Okay, we're holding Maseches Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. We said in the previous Mishnah that when one prays, he has to face towards Eretz Yisrael. And if he's in Eretz Yisrael, he has to face towards Yerushalayim. If he's in Yerushalayim, he has to face towards the Kodesh Kedashim. That was all based on the Pasuk, Vizpalu El HaMakom HaZeh. Shlomo HaMelech said that the Jewish people pray towards this place. Elsewhere it's brought down that the Makom HaMikdash, in particular the Kodesh HaKadoshim, is the Shar HaShemayim, is the gateway to heaven. That's where our tefillahs go in and out into Shemayim, and Hashem speaks to the Jewish people from Shemayim down to us, actually from the place between the Kruvim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. In any case, since one must face towards that direction, in the previous mission we said that if you can't actually do that physically because you're afraid your donkey will get away from you, then you can just sit on your horse or your donkey and direct your heart towards Kadosh HaKadoshim. So here in Mishnah Vav, we continue on that theme. We say, Hai Yoshev Besfina, if one were sitting on a small boat, where either he doesn't know which way Eretz Yisrael is, or even he knows, but he can't stand up or reorient himself because it might tip the boat, let's say, Obakaron, or if he's on a wagon, similarly a small wagon, so again, he either doesn't know which direction Eretz Yisrael is, or he doesn't know, he knows, but he can't rearrange himself without, you know, upending the wagon, Obazda, or if he's on an Asta. Now, the two pshatim in Asda, Bartanura just brings Rashi's second pshat, which is it's a raft. I'm actually going to send pictures around so you can see a raft of logs tied together. Again, the idea being either you don't know the direction, or even if you do know the direction, which you would have to pray, but the problem is it's sort of a precarious situation, and therefore if you would stand up, you would tip it perhaps, or fear of tipping it, etc. So you don't even stand, you can sit and face whatever direction you're facing. The second pshat in Asta, which is Rashi's first pshat, is a stocks. Stocks, I'm going to send a picture of that too, was a punishment in antiquity where they immobilized your legs, and you were unable to move. So according to the second shot that I'm giving you, first according to Rashi on the Mishnah, and one's legs are immobilized, then of course he can't physically orient himself towards the Makom HaMikdash because he's trapped. In all those cases, simply Yechaven es libo keneged beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he can direct his heart, meaning his mind, as if he were facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and even though he's sitting down, no mention even of standing up in the Mishnah, even if he's sitting down, he just has his mind's eye, if you will, facing towards Kodesh HaKadoshim. This, of course, would apply to a place like sitting in an airplane when the fastener seatbelt sign is on and you're moving away from Eretz Yisrael. So then, in such a situation, of course, you can sit in your chair and you can say Shema Nasir sitting down, facing with your back to Eretz Yisrael. That's okay. Mishabur has a long piece on this. Lahalacha, bottom line, if a person is able to stand up, he ought to. If a person is able to physically orient himself towards Eretz Yisrael or Yerushalayim or the Makom HaMikdash, he ought to. But in the event where he can't, for whatever reason, then he can pray in whatever position he's in, sitting or facing away from Eretz Yisrael, just having in mind, in his mind's eyes, if he were facing towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim and praying towards that.